We're about to connect you to the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast, but when it's finished, put down the device and reconnect face-to-face over some Aussie lamb. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. Share lamb, not selfies.
Welcome to Friday, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. How are you guys?
Yes, we're good. Glad it's Friday.
Sorry. I didn't know we were starting the show because, Jesse, just as you said we're about to go live, Bickers just smashed a whole protein ball into her mouth. And I thought, surely we're not going live on air. It's nutty.
We are. It's nutty.
Oh. Mm.
Have you ever stolen anything from a colleague?
Yeah. Remember when I stole protein balls from you when you were pregnant?
You. Surprising you're still alive.
Actually. I know. You nearly ripped my head off. And it's fair. I get it.
Hindsight, it did seem extreme, my reaction.
Oh,
but I was a hungry pregnant woman.
Yeah, because in hindsight, when I say it, I'm like, that's awful.
Yeah, sorry if I overreacted.
No, sorry for stealing food from a pregnant woman.
Because 1 in 7 people have had something stolen from them at work, and it's not just like a pen or, you know, milk or something. People steal other people's money at work.
Do they?
Yes, apparently, according to the survey, and we know surveys are really true.
You know, you know what I just remembered as well? Do you remember when you were pregnant and I made you get a bucket of beers in Vegas?
Yeah, there's lots of things about that time that
weren't your finest work. Yes. I didn't make you. I made it
that was when
work.
I didn't know you as well as I do now. I just tell you to get stuff now if you ask me to go get your bucket
of beers. You said you want a drink, and I said, yeah, get a bucket of beer.
And then coffee, go Bickmore, and as I waddled over.
I forgot. And then I looked over. I think someone even said,
would you like a hand? Yes.
Yeah. Who's not helping that pregnant woman? I'm like, oh, that pregnant woman's got my beers.
But there's someone in our team that has an issue because her stuff's being stolen. Belle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there? It's like, cooey.
Yeah, so I got the fright of my life because I was walking.
That's extreme.
The fright of your life.
Past this guy in sales's desk the other day, and I saw my mug on his desk with pens in it. Like he was using it as a utensil holder. My mug says Bell on it, and he's just got it.
I gave you that mug.
Yes, you gave me that mug. That's the other
How
thing.
How dare he?
I know.
The fright of your life.
But hold on, mugs do usually end up in the communal kitchen.
They
Is
do,
it that
but
bad?
Not ones that have your name on them. Yeah, that's weird.
It's pretty brazen stealing a named mug.
Yeah.
Is his name Bell as well?
No, it's should I say his name?
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, name and shame. Yeah. Did he steal it? Did you have it on your desk? Has he stolen it from your desk, or do you think it's just ended up in circulation and he's starting to use it?
No, I think it's probably ended up in circulation.
So he's not really done anything wrong.
Well, it is mine. So
it's Belle's mug. It says Belle on it. And he's using it as a pen holder as well. So that means you've got the mug. Even if you drink out of that, that's had 1,000 hands or fingered in the mug. Do you say he works in sales, Bill?
Yes. Yeah.
That's such sales behaviour.
Have you told him? Have you asked for that?
Get him in.
Okay.
What's his name? Tom?
His name's Tom. Okay, Tom. I'm getting him to come into the studio now. He hasn't been hearing any of this. He hasn't been listening.
Okay. He doesn't listen as well. Great.
Do you know how fun doing cooey in car parks is? I've just discovered now echoes.
Hi, Tom.
Anyway, Tom's here.
Tom. Hey, Tom, we've just been talking about a study where, what percentage is it, Bickers?
1 in 7 people have had something stolen from them in the office.
Yes. How do you feel about that, Tom?
Well, depending what's been stolen, it's probably the biggest question, I reckon. But
Are you a voiceover artist? I've never heard that. Such a low voice.
I've got a good head for radio, so it probably suits well there.
Yeah, everyone in sales makes that same joke when they get on air, Tom. Yeah.
Ouch.
Touché.
No, I'm just, Tom, I'm not happy with you because is there a reason we might be talking about this study with you?
I don't know. Have I been thrown on the bus here for something?
What have you done, Tom?
I don't know. I've done nothing. Is there something I don't know?
It's very defensive. I've done nothing.
Yeah, I've done nothing.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
You've
right
not
now.
Stolen. Have you stolen anything
Ever?
From a workmate recently?
Not that I can remember of. No.
So you're certainly not possessing any stolen goods.
No.
No.
It's getting really suspicious now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
the woman to your right is very unhappy with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she's smiling at me right now. So.
She smiles even when she's unhappy. I mean, she's furious.
So what have I stolen then? I'm really intrigued now.
Maybe you name your mugs. Do you have a name for your mugs?
I don't have a mug, but there are mugs in the kitchen that I take.
Yeah, you've taken Belle's mug, mate.
You've taken Belle's mug. We've seen your desk.
In my mug, the mug that says Belle on it.
Really?
It's just your utensil holder.
Really?
I've actually never realised that myself.
But it says Belle and it faces you. I've seen the image.
I've never touched the mug though, because ever since I've arrived, there's always been a mug at my desk. So it's probably the last person that stole it from Belle.
So you don't use pens from your mug?
Hang on. Just so I'm sure before the defence rests,
yep.
Are you saying that someone else put Belle's mug on your desk and filled it with pens?
100%. I'm blaming the person that was here before me. I have no recollection of this.
Well, we have CCTV footage.
Oh, really?
Of you. I mean, we don't, but I just realised as I'm saying that I could have said anything then. How far could I have gone with that before you really started sweating? I watched you in the car park the
other day. Because it was just yelling cooey from your brain.
Belle always comes, whenever Belle and I have a chat though, she's always smiling. She's never had a problem or she's never looked at this mug as well.
I've been taking photos of it.
Oh, really?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I've had the most frustrating 24 hours.
Talk to me.
There's nothing more annoying than not being able to get around, not having your car. When you've got kids and you can't just catch cabs because you need car seats and it's raining and I lost my keys and I couldn't do anything. I had to Uber it home from work and then I had to Uber it back into work. In the midst of all that, my kids need to go to the doctor, walking in the rain. It's been a big, frustrating 24 hours. And then having been quite okay with the fact that I lost my keys, as in I was staying quite zen, I realised I didn't have a spare set. No, that's the point. And then all of a sudden I went from being quite zen to where the hell is my spare set of keys? Yeah. I am going to have my car parked at Channel 10 for the rest of my life.
I mean, what's going to happen? You're going to have to ring up Mercedes and ask him for another one.
I'm not with Mercedes anymore, mate.
Oh, aren't you? Who are you with now? Have we dropped off or have we gone up?
With
are
Toyota.
You with Kia? Oh, Toyota. We've really dropped off.
No, we haven't.
It's you have to say that, mate. You're an ambassador.
Anyway, didn't have the keys to my Kluger.
Yes.
And noticed a little, dropped in a little plug there.
She loves
and
it.
I know. You know why, Jessie? Because she's just picturing all the free Toyotas coming. She's actually had the realisation.
I'm just going to leave my car there without the keys and get another Toyota.
Yeah. That's what Gary Ablett used to do.
What do you mean? No.
He used to, because obviously Gary Ablett, the god, and particularly of Geelong, where he used to play AFL football, and Ford, he used to drive his Fords until they ran out of petrol, and then he would ring Ford and say, I need a new Ford.
That's a myth. Somebody, one day, we're going to have to talk to find that out from someone, because I think that is a story that someone told drunk once and thought it was funny and now everyone retells it.
Sorry, okay. Can I just add in that I think Carrie wants to clarify that so that she can do the same with her Toyotas.
Yes.
Now, those were the good old days. That had never happened now. Anyway, long story short, I found my keys today.
Yes.
In fact, I didn't find my keys. One of the people that works at Channel 10 found my keys. But where do you think my keys were found?
In the car?
Have a little think where. So I checked the car because I thought maybe I just forgot to take them out of the car.
I mean, I've once or twice ducked my head into the vortex that is a woman's handbag.
Yep.
And I know that you can lose whole cars in there.
Yeah,
so,
there's
maybe
humans. I've got other children in the depths of my handbag. No, not in there. I also tipped that upside down. Good excuse to clean it out. Not in there. Yep. Either. I looked everywhere. Jacket? Every single floor of Channel 10, I looked.
Yeah. I mean, Channel 10's only over three floors, but that's fine.
Well, that's a lot of floors to cover.
I know, but you made it sound like it was a high rise. Anyway, sorry.
It is a high rise.
I guess it is.
We're in the top three floors of the high rise. Anyway, our producer opened. I don't spend a lot of time in an office. I've got an office. Did you know that? I've got an office and a desk and a computer. I'm never in there, right?
Yeah, I know, because you keep protein balls in the desk and sometimes I steal them.
Well, here's the thing. Not only do I keep protein balls in the desk, I now keep chocolate and lollies, because people sent me these chocolate and lollies, right? And I was like, I'm going to keep them somewhere at work for when I'm feeling a little peckish.
Yeah.
Only when I arrived at work yesterday morning at 9 a.m, I was really craving some chocolate and lollies. And so I had a little scrounge around in the bottom cupboard, and in the process of doing that, I dropped my keys in there, closed the bottom drawer, went about my day. I was like, when would I have found that again? Until the next week when I wanted a little pick-me-up, my keys would have been stuck in there.
I mean, the good thing is, if I got caught stealing a protein bowl, I could have said I was just looking for keys and I happened to find them.
It's a weird thing for you to steal a protein bowl.
It's the only snacks you usually have in there.
Well, I have more in there now.
Well,
it's a fun little cupboard to go into.
Yeah, I won't turn up and you'll call me and you say, where are you? And I say, I went to steal a protein bowl and I end up stealing a Toyota Kluger.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy doing it all thanks to Australian Lamb, bringing Australia together chop by chop.
A chop by chop, or Lamburger by Lamburger.
Kofta by Kofta.
Kofta by Kofta. Just get off your phones and get over the grill together.
Yeah. Speaking of getting off your phones and getting together, I got together with a friend over the weekend. And if you think discovering my daughter walking around the house with the Kama Sutra book was embarrassing for me, when it's worse when you discover something in somebody else's home.
Really?
And that's what went down.
That Kama Sutra had actual pictures in it.
I'm actually not sure this story's going to top this Kama Sutra book, but still, stick around for it next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's always a danger when you have friends around with kids, right, and the kids scurry off into your house somewhere that you're not quite sure what they'll find.
Right.
Will they find the pile of, you know, clothes with the G-string, dirty G-strings, will they?
Jesus.
I mean, actually, sorry, I went out of the blocks hard
also,
on that. I don't have a pile of G-strings. What?
Also, why did you have to say dirty? Like, surely a G-string's just a lot for a kid to find.
Sure.
With a filthy G-string, stuff come out and it's stained and, oh, God.
And I also went so hard that the thing my daughter's discovered doesn't feel anywhere near as exciting as that, now that I've that's the story I'm about to tell you.
You have a real-life example that you've told us before of where when Evie found the Kama Sutra in your house.
Yeah. I feel Why wouldn't I just use that as my... Because once again, I thought I won't go with that because it's very strong and this isn't as good as this, the story I'm about to tell.
Yeah, but you went stronger.
No, what I was thinking
the Kama Sutra under a pile of dirty G-strings?
You cover up mess in your house with other stuff, right?
So you're covering up the Kama Sutra with the G-string.
That adults don't go and, like, ferry through your stuff, right?
No.
Whereas kids do.
Yes.
Right? I once had Fifi box over with her daughter, and then I discovered they had spent an hour and a half, they were awfully quiet, trying on every single dress I had in my wardrobe, and it was like Mount Everest in the bedroom when I came out from all the clothes.
Yeah.
Bit of innocent fun, right?
Yes.
Well, yesterday I went over to Fifi's house for a play, and the girls had been upstairs for ages, right?
Quiet.
And when
again.
We asked what they were doing, Evie said, "We're reading." And I was like, "Oh, that's so cute."
Yeah, that's what you're trying to encourage your kids to do.
Anyway, then they came downstairs and they both had a book in their hands, and
that's
they wanted
great.
Us to tell them all about the books that they had.
Fantastic.
And it was at that moment that both Fifi and I realised how depressing Fifi's life is.
I love this.
So in Evie's hand, she had The Road Less Travelled. Fine.
What's that?
It's a classic, a book I haven't read.
But it's a book written by
a classic. It's written by M. Scott Peck.
Scott Peck. The Peck dog.
M. Scott Peck.
Oh.
Do you know, you would know that, wouldn't
Scotty.
You? The Road Less Travelled.
Yeah.
Sonda, you've read everything.
Yeah, Kate Peck.
I think as Fifi described it, it's a really heavy book, right?
She hasn't read it.
No, she was trying to describe it to the girls.
Okay.
But what amused me greatly and amused Fifi was that the book that Trixie had in her hand was, and it's now in pocket size,
oh,
this
great.
Book,
great.
You Can Heal Your Life.
Oh, wow.
And then Trixie said, "What's this book, Mummy?" And I thought, if that was me, I would have laughed and just gone, oh, I don't know. It's,
gosh.
You know, and Fifi, the beautiful woman that she is, turned around and tried to explain to Trixie that in her early 20s, you know, Mummy had a lot of stuff to unpack.
Do you know
what? And then she started telling Trixie all about resilience.
How was Trixie?
Trixie said to Mum, can I take it to school?
Do you know what's bad about this too? She can't even say, oh, I haven't read it. It is the most worn book I've ever
then
seen.
Then she opened
it's
it.
Been read about
she opened it
times.
And said, there's some bits that are highlighted. Oh, and Fee was so funny. She opened it. She goes, oh, well, look, oh, I don't reckon we need to read those bits out. And Fee said to me when they walked away that she has a whole cupboard of those books up. And I said, we've all got cupboards of self-help books.
Do we, mate?
Don't you? No. What are you talking about? You're trying to flog a book at the moment to all your friends about being depressed.
Yeah, that's my one. I don't have a cupboard for it.
Okay, well, I've got a cupboard of self-help books. So does me. It made me feel like I wasn't so weird with my cupboard of self-help books.
Well, if they're cool, I'll get a cupboard for them.
You never know when your kids might need a little bit of library.
I can just cheat and read the highlighter passages.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I mean, I now regret using using the words I learnt more about my friend's sad life. when I was telling you the story just before, I went to visit the gorgeous Fifi box at her house.
The gorgeous.
And we were so busy taking photos of our newest little munchkins, our six-month-old and one-year-old, that we didn't know that our daughters were upstairs having a peruse at the library, and down they brought a book, The Road Less Travelled, which we need to find out from Fifi what that's all about. And my favourite, You Can Heal Your Life, pocket-sized edition. And then Fifi proceeded to, I guess, talk Trixie through why she owned that book. And Fifi joins us now.
Fifi. This is so embarrassing.
I mean, I feel like Bickers has gone, though, from calling your life sad to then quickly calling you gorgeous to make sure you forgot the first one.
No, you're gorgeous and had a sad life. But I said, Fee, that I've got lots of self-help books as well. But you said that's not the only one you got.
No, I've got a little collection up there. It was sort of that gap year when I was like 20 and I was travelling and I was out over in London trying to find myself. So I started gathering all the books and I've still got them, but they're upstairs in a very niche bookcase that I don't expect children to find. But when your daughter's coming walking around all night last night after you left, she's just walking around with You Can Heal Your Life in her back pocket. Like, sweetheart, you're six. You don't need to heal your life. And now she's taking it to school.
Oh, my God, she did. Because the thing that I loved was that she opened it and said, oh, look, there's some highlighted bits.
Oh, no.
What were the highlighted bits about?
Well, I mean, the highlighted bit that you've forgotten was when it was a bit that said, look within and don't judge yourself too hard and you're a bright, shining light all the time and don't take on any negativity from other people. I mean, they're all key messages. She's got to learn them at some stage. Why not?
Well, I was saying how beautiful you were because you then started talking about resilience and we were making our producer, Sonda, said, what a beautiful mum. This is when we finished talking about it. And I said, I would have just said, well, they can't read, so close the book and pretend it's about something else. But you went on this beautiful talk about resilience.
I know, but it's I did think it was a bit much, though, when poor Evie had The Road Less Travelled by M. Scott Peck.
Yeah, what is that? We couldn't work it out, Fee.
But I said it's a deep book, isn't it?
Do you remember? Yeah, that was Oprah was mad about that, like, in the early noughties. That was, there was a guy who wrote, like, everyone goes along the traditional trajectory where you just think you've got to go out, get a job, earn money, buy a house. But M. Scott Peck talks about going to a higher level and connecting with your authentic self. Come on, did you miss the whole M. Scott Peck part?
We're going to have to read this as a team because none of us have read The Road Less Travelled. Is it kind of like The Secret? Is that what made her bring out The Secret?
Yes. Yeah, it is. That one I was less embarrassed by than You Can Heal Your Life.
Well, Fee, the thing I noticed, I haven't read You Can Heal Your Life, but the thing I noticed about it is the most well-worn book I've ever seen. How many times have you healed your life then?
And the author of that was one of those crazy women that started with all the affirmations. You know, you've got to look in the mirror every morning and tell yourself you're beautiful and that you got this, girl.
Oh, do you do that at 4:30 before you start Brekkie Radio?
No, I don't. I've done it for any. I haven't done it for so long. That's why I don't think I have a life. I probably need the new book, You Can Get a Life.
Doing your own outs as well. Well done, Fee.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I know the question that everybody is asking. They're asking themselves, Carrie Bickmore, one of the busiest mums in the country, or is she? because I've long had suspicions when you come in and you talk about all the movies that you've watched in the morning.
I don't
and all
watch
the
movies in the morning. Once I happen to catch 5 minutes of a movie.
No, yesterday you said you saw all three installments of The Godfather.
I didn't.
You did. The day before that it was Lord of the Rings.
If I had to watch a movie in the morning, neither of those things would be worth
it. No, it was just the longest movies I could think of.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. But I thought, is she really a mum at all? Well, let's put it to the test because I've come across a list of 27 things that mums wished they knew before they became mums.
Oh.
Yeah, and I thought it'd be really interesting.
What site did you see this on? This is a weird sort of thing for you to print out and bring.
You know how
you bring out like people that are doing like skateboarding injuries or people.
Oh, remember when I just
like bits of sticks like hit them in the face?
Remember when I discovered the Instagram account Nutshots?
Yeah, exactly.
That was a whole day of mine.
So what were you on? This feels like something from goodhousekeeping.com.
It's not. It's coolmums.org. And it's my new site where I've gone.
Oh, you've been on my site. I built it a couple
of months
ago.
Now, I thought this would be great because the first one I saw was always keep an extra large bag of chicken nuggets in the freezer. And why would that be?
I don't know. I don't have chicken nuggets in the freezer.
See, is she a mum?
Why is the reason? Just because your kid's always hungry?
For quick lunches or nights when you're too tired to cook dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Someone does that for you? Is that what you went to say and then you stop saying it? And then Sonna and I boasted. That's something that if I say about you,
I wasn't going to say quite that.
What were you going to say?
Close, but it wasn't quite that.
Son and I thought this one was great as well. Make the pancakes before you decide which shape to tell your kid it is. Why would that be?
I don't make pancakes in shape.
Is she really a mum? And the reason is because
who's got time to make? I just give them what they get.
Yeah, which is what?
Food from the help? No, just do it round. I make pancakes. I don't put them in love hearts or anything.
No, well, she says here, because accidental dinosaur pancakes are a lot easier to make than intentional ones.
Okay. Yep.
And
good.
Son, we both thought that was a pretty good tip, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right. Son's giving me a thumbs up. Don't know why she's chosen not to use her voice when she's got a microphone in front of her.
Yep.
Yes. Good. I'm glad you eventually turned your microphone on for that bit of input. But then the tips really dropped off after that. Like, I mean, how's this for one? Loving your kids in all of their forms is 95% of a job well done. Who cares? 26 of 27, and this is where it really dropped off a cliff. This is what it says. You are a good mum. Such a good mum. Extraordinary, really. There will be many days when you forget that, but that doesn't make it any less true.
God, I've really got to stop outsourcing my website design to the hell.
Just when you think it can't get any worse, is 27 of 27 on a list that should have finished at 2. You don't have to be perfect for your kids to really, really love you. When surely one of the most said things to a mum is, Mum, you don't know me. I don't love you. You're not my real mum.
What a shit list.
I know.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, 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 have I got a treat for you.
Oh.
It has been a long time since we have done this.
Just the tip.
With Carrie.
Tip it real good.
This tip is so good today that even though I'm bringing it to you, I've got backup, right? This tip is from me and also from a woman in, where is she from? I should have done some research. She
no, that's all right. Who
from
cares?
Essex. In the UK. She's from
in the
Essex.
UK.
In the UK.
At the end of the day.
Emma, her name is.
Oh,
yes,
M.
45-year-old Emma from Essex.
Oh, lovely. You're both the same age.
Oh, stop it. Okay. I was out running the other day and I saw lots of things through a window. I saw someone's house that was down a hill and on the top level, in fact, I've realised as I'm saying this out loud, the thing I'm going to bring you is the least interesting part of this story. So I was going to say on the top level I saw a naked man. He was getting his jocks on for the morning. You know, as you do. Down the below, though, I saw a Christmas tree. Fully still had all its tinsel on, all the baubles. And I was like, this is February. That's a long time to have your Christmas tree up.
It's a long time to remain naked as well. I can't believe he's only just putting his jocks on.
It was quite the sight. He really needs to get curtains. Anyway.
How were the baubles on him?
They were still hung up. anyway, I got into work this morning and I was perusing the internet.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was checking out the Metro in the UK. I found a story about the woman Emma from Essex who has decided that rather than bringing a Christmas tree down each year, which is the most annoying thing to do because who takes the Christmas tree away? You cut it up and you got to leave it either in your green bin or out in the for months out on the nature strip, right? Or you have a fake one. Well, Emma's decided, I'm going to leave my tree up all year round.
So now, it's fake. I'm guessing.
So it's a fake one.
It's not just bristling and falling to pieces.
No, it's not bristling and falling to pieces. Yeah. But when I saw this Christmas tree the other day through the window, the thing that put me off having it round all year round was I was like, I don't want it to feel Christmassy in my home all year round.
Oh, well, yeah.
Emma has a solution for you. Emma has decided to trick up her tree depending on what mood she's in, depending on what thing she's celebrating. So when she discovered that she hadn't brought the Christmas tree down from 2018 Christmas, it was February, just before Valentine's. So she went, what an opportunity. Stuck up some love hearts, a bit of red tinsel, and all of a sudden it's a tree of love.
It's a Valentine's tree.
Then Shrove Tuesday rolled around and she went pancakes and she put up maple syrup jars and she put up pancakes and plastic
on the tree.
Plates on the tree.
She has jumped the shark very early, hasn't she? So what else is there? Queen's birthday?
Mum's birthday was a rock and roll themed birthday, wasn't it? So she put up mini guitars and sunglasses. What,
Halloween?
Halloween. Her kid had a pirate party, so she
you
made
just
it a pirate tree. Oh, Halloween's just a bit, everyone does Halloween.
Yeah, it's nothing compared to a rock and roll party tree or a Shrove Tuesday pancake tree.
But isn't that the best tip ever? And she said, sure, the tradies come to do stuff in her home and they're always like a bit perplexed when they see the tree in the corner. But now she's just got an all year round decorative tree.
I do love
it. Best trip you've heard. Tip this year?
It is a very good tip. But the other thing that I would say is I think a slightly better tip is there are companies that will drop a Christmas tree off to you, say a month before Christmas,
and then
pick it up.
Do they? Yeah. Are the ones that pick it up?
Yes.
Well, that's a good tip, isn't it?
Isn't it? So if you don't want to redecorate your tree seven times a year, you could just get it picked up. But both tips, equally good, great stuff, everyone.
We needed our opener, just the tip with Tommy, not Carrie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same,
but backwards.
I've been waiting a week for this. I'm really excited. This is my favourite time of the week. Seriously, I really love it.
I think you had a win last week as well. Because...
Maybe that's why I'm feeling good about it.
Absolutely. You know, when she's coming off loss, she goes, oh, God, are we doing this again?
I don't think I've ever said that about this segment.
All right.
I love it more than my children.
Which child?
Depends what day.
Yeah.
One's away on camp this week, so he's had a good week.
He's best on ground.
He's best on ground.
No theme this week because we went with a theme last week and I think we got one out of the entire five. So.
Great plan.
Theme sucks.
So this is your first one. Because
stop it this time.
Five Sauce. Young Blood.
Oh, why? Eli, I can see you on camera nodding.
Oh, I wasn't looking at him though.
But why is he even doing that in the room next to you?
He's partaking because it's a fun game.
It's because everybody's terrified of you.
No, they're not.
They see
they're not. They're really
laugh
not.
And terrified
not. Hold on. Let me stop. Stop, everybody. No, Sonda, are you terrified of me?
You're the nicest person I've ever worked with.
See, that sounded like too much.
I've currently got the gun to her back.
Eli, shaking.
Are you terrified of me?
It's so lovely.
Yeah. There you go.
Ask me.
Don't ask the others.
Well. All right, here's number two. One zip to Bickers at the moment.
Carrie. Ghetto superstar.
Stop looking around the room.
Maya. Oh, Maya, ghetto Maya's ghetto.
Yes! Geez, she's all over it this week.
Yes, we are. All right.
I mean, this is really.
Okay, Tommy.
What? You've got seven people on your team.
They're not on my team.
Mate, I looked at Eli.
Yeah,
I'm not in the same room as you guys, but we have cameras. And why, when you were going to say the answer, was Eli looking at Sonda, nodding?
Because they're playing along next to each other.
Oh, mate.
This is probably not a great time to mention this, but this is make or break for you now, Tommy. Yep. You've got to get this one.
Carrie, it's Guy Sebastian. Let's drink.
Oh, it's very close.
Shush, Jesse.
Trying to make him compete.
Yeah. Well, give us a song again, please.
No,
yeah.
Don't Google it. Stop it. Stop Googling it. Stop it. Oh, I know.
Come
it.
On.
I know it.
How would I possibly
stop.
Google?
Stop it. Okay,
Tommy,
you've got to give the answer quickly.
What
three.
Would I
three, two.
It's Guy Sebastian. Let me drink.
Oh, you Googled that. That's such BS.
What would I Google? Song.
Guy Sebastian, let's drink is what you probably Googled. Like, gave you the answer.
All right, Tommy's back in the game.
Well, Google's only one person. You've got 17 on your side.
Google is an entire infrastructure.
Next time I'm bringing my mixed netball team and we're all playing against you.
2-1. This is the fourth one. One.
Harry. It is Will Smith, Wild Wild West.
Damn.
The win for Vickers.
Woo! Favourite time of the week.
No. Sorry, Jess. The win to Vickers, Sonda, EOI.
Thanks, guys.
Let's not forget Karen from down the hall. Let's James, the work experience kid, who ducked
God
in his
as
head
well.
Into Wild Wild West.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy right across the country. And don't forget, you can catch the Pussycat Dolls live on the world-famous rooftop before they return to headlines So Pop this April, all thanks to their brand-new single, React and McDonald's.
When
I've got so many friends
getting...
asking for tickets.
Yeah, well, Jesse, when are we getting tickets?
Monday, mate. If you want to get your hands on tickets, carrieandtommy.com.au. But coming up next, guys, it's going to get a little bit awkward because... I've only started with you guys in the team recently.
Oh, God.
And I've found something out about the two of you that I think will blow each of your minds.
Okay.
What do you mean? Is there secrets in the team that we don't know about? What's going on here?
I was very surprised by this. We're going to do it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, I want to bring something to you here. And I think it will probably surprise you a little bit. And bear with me because it starts off a little bit weird. I Googled you guys over the weekend because I thought, we're working together, I should know a couple of things about you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One
I
mean, of the things...
It's so cute, Jess, that you're pretending not to be a lifelong fan. I saw you outside my bedroom window 2 years ago, you creep.
Like, I promised me that would hide me. So, one of the things that came up was net worth. And so, what I thought we'd do is play a little bit of a game between the two of you. Can you pick... what the internet says the other one's net worth is.
Ooh. Interesting. Okay.
So, we'll say Bickers, you can have first crack at this. What would you think that the internet reckons?
What Tommy's worth?
What Tommy's net worth is. Yeah.
Because, that's what I thought I was doing.
I've been sent mine quite a bit.
Oh, have so you know what the internet says
is yours
about
accurate?
You.
Is the what?
No.
this website, I get sent quite a lot because it says wild things. It's written in kind of broken English and it's real fun.
Okay. So what it says about you then is obviously quite wild, how much it says you have.
Mm. I'll give you points, whoever can get the closest.
Mine's in shillings and threepence.
I have no idea. Net worth. Is net worth mean including all your homes and stuff?
Yeah.
don't forget my land in Chile. and the manor. Don't forget my manor.
Sorry, of course, the manor.
And choppers and my helicopters and my tank with the two jet skis.
I reckon 2 million.
2 million. Okay.
Can I have a guess at mine?
But you know yours. It's been sent to you.
Yeah, you
well, unless
know
it's changed, I think it was 117 million.
It's actually not far off. 107 million. I mean,
107. I've gone down. Guys.
You've overinflated yourself.
My man has gone down. 7
million.
Yeah, apparently.
But, wow. Is that why you always shout everyone?
Jesse, do you want to quickly plug in my name in Wikipedia?
Okay.
And while you do that, I'll have a guess at what.
107 million. What is that? It's not even enough.
It's incorrect. Have you got my worth there on Wikipedia, Jesse?
Give me 2 seconds.
For yours is going to be equally as wild as mine, but is the internet incredibly sexist?
Yes, interesting.
Yeah, it's either going to be like 500 million or like 50 bucks and a donkey.
Sadly, I'm going to actually have to give that to Tommy as a win because it says that you're worth between $100,000 and $1 million because...
Are you kidding me?
Tommy!
Are you actually kidding me? That makes me so mad. Tommy!
Can I also...
What is wrong with the internet?
Hang on, wait till you hear my actual worth.
I 100% earn more than
your Wikipedia doesn't tell me your actual worth. Oh,
because I got sent my Wikipedia
page. I have like 50 jobs, surely I earn more than you.
Yeah, but I've got land in Chile, mate. I got sent my Wikipedia the other day and it said my worth was $1 billion.
Can I point out that much higher value in you than we do?
Tommy Little's website also couldn't confirm whether he was alive or dead, so it's not super accurate.
I think one stage it said, who's Tommy's girlfriend? And it said, his wife is Carrie Bickmore. And I said, please, I wouldn't marry such a broke woman.
I am a gold digger, though, so.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
I'm not ready for this week to be over.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Really enjoyed
I am.
It.
I'm emotionally and physically pretty much checked out already. So let's wrap this bad boy up. It has been a big one. It's been a big one.
I guess I'm wrapped in your raw.
Yes.
Another big week that was dominated by a raw Tommy.
I'm flat.
Because someone cut 2 questions from the paper quiz.
The world has changed. I feel like one of the things that I loved in the world has changed.
Carrie wasn't as raw.
Somehow when I look up on our planning board, there's 3 whole segments dedicated to this.
There is.
Boring.
Yeah, well, yes, that's true.
But never fear, Tommy. Johnny will have you back.
Jono, what happened to the 2 extra quiz questions?
I actually just heard that no one was ringing, so I rang.
Good man.
But no one was as raw as Christine, who's missing her continental soup.
Stopped making cheese and leek simmer soup.
Oh, my gosh.
And it ruined my world.
Cheese and
leek. I can't have the soup in the winter. I also used to roll my chicken in it before making apricot chicken. Oh. So I can't have apricot chicken. I wrote to them and I said... Why have you stopped making this? And they said, because there's no demand. And I said, but I'm demanding it.
Speaking of things going missing, that happened to Carrie's car keys. And while she may have been a bit raw about that...
I had to Uber it home from work and then I had to Uber it back into work. In the midst of all that, my kids need to go to the doctor, walking in the rain. It's been a big, frustrating 24 hours.
She was rapt that she got to mention her car sponsor.
Didn't have the keys to my Kluger. Yes. And notice a little dropped in a little plug there.
She loves
and
it.
You know why, Jessie? Because she's just picturing all the free Toyotas coming. She's actually hit,
in
had
fact,
the realisation.
I'm just going to leave my car there without the keys and get another Toyota.
Yeah.
And she was wrapped with another side benefit. All the Ubers she had to take bumped her flailing Uber rating up.
Ooh, okay. 4.51.
I've never
up,
had
baby.
Someone clap in mediocrity so hard.
But yes, it's been a raw week for Tommy. Firstly, he failed in his attempt to be a hero.
I saw a bloke swipe a pot plant from a cafe and I stood up and I said, hey, that's not yours. And he said, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And I said, nothing. I thought, oh, God, that's so pathetic, Tommy. Say something. So I turned and I said, you better water it.
Then no one would talk to him.
Like if you were a young comedian called Chris Rock, you think about going by a different name or something, wouldn't you?
Are you talking to Tan or me?
Anyone who will respond at this point.
And he got burned by brutal Bickmore.
Guys, this sound right here.
What's that?
Does that mean the bedroom?
I don't even know what that is. No, that's the girl you're with crying.
But don't feel too sorry for Tommy, because, as we've just heard, according to the internet, his net worth is enormous.
It's 117 million.
It says that you're worth $100,000, because...
Are you kidding me?
Tommy!
That makes me so mad.
Well, I know where Carrie and Tommy aren't making their millions, and that's on sexy phone lines, because telling us what they had for breakfast was not seductive at all.
Breakfast I had. Seven Weet-Bix.
Carrie's was slightly better.
I didn't have breakfast.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
That's so hot.
But Kylie's breakfast had us all beat.
I'm going to crack open the shell of the egg. Then I'm going to rip it as hard as I can. And then make the spoon.
Okay, keep Kylie on the line. I'll take it in the job.
Something we can all be collectively rapt about? Bats. And we learnt many things about bats in our new segment. It's Bat Tales.
We were in an animal park up in Queensland and we were watching the bats. They were hanging upside down and we were intrigued how they could hang upside down for so long. And then they started to use their bat wings to give themselves some personal special time. Yeah, it went right to the end and we were like, oh my God, did we just watch that?
Oh my God.
And then we found a park ranger and told them what we saw and they said, yes, that's what they were doing. And we were like, oh, you're kidding me.
I mean, why did you watch it all the way to the end?
So that's it. Happy with that wrap-up of the week, Big Mo?
What a shit list.
I know.
Okay, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to disconnect and share the lamb. This summer, Lamb is bringing Australia together, chop by chop. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. This summer, share lamb, not selfies.